We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Reverend Mark Blue is joining us this morning on WBEN, co-administrator of the 514 Buffalo Survivors Fund. The application process is opening up today for those that were impacted by this mass shooting. Reverend Blue, thanks for the time this morning. Let me just ask you, you know, at this stage of this project, is this more difficult than you imagined? Or
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But we knew that going in. And again, no one really wants to be on this committee, but we feel it is our duty to make sure that we help our community to begin to heal in some way, shape, form, or fashion. It is a daunting task, some sleepless nights, but we feel that we're doing the best we can for our community at large.
This process, very difficult, but now we're reaching a point where applications are going to start coming in today. I would imagine you'd have to have an idea of how many applications there are going to be. What are you expecting the response to be today?
Well, first of all, we don't have any idea how many applications that you will have. A lot submitted, but we have to go through those applications. There's a process in which the applications will be vetted as upon receiving them. Also, I want everyone to know that at 4 p.m., the application will be on the website, at nationalcompassionfund.org. Scroll down to 514 Buffalo Survivors Fund, and at 4 p.m., the applications will be ready to go. We don't know how many, and we don't know about the distribution of who will receive what in which category. All of that is based on the applications and the applications that are approved.
I know that there are five categories. Will each category receive a different amount, or do you not know that yet?
Yes. Looking at that, yes. Because of those who suffered, whose family members perished during this, and then you have those who were wounded and some with follow-on care. So yes, the categories will be dispersed differently as far as the amounts allocated, based on the severity and based on the conditions and circumstances.
There has been criticism from some of the survivors about the speed at which this process is playing out. Some were saying just this past weekend at a press conference that there hasn't been enough attention faced on the immediate need for some help in getting through what witnesses there saw. How do you respond to that criticism, and what can be done about the speed to help address some of these immediate needs?
Well, there is a process that we have to take. And one of the things that we did do, and this is different from any of the National Compassion Funds campaigns that have been done. We have also added additional category upon receiving applications of those who are eligible to receive a disbursement of funds. And based on the eligibility, that can happen for those who, for instance, were in the top store, those who are part of the employment of TOPS, of that location. So based on the website, all of that is spelled out in there in the final protocol that we agreed upon. And also when we look at the applications that are coming in, some can receive some immediate disbursement because we know that that will not be the total disbursement of funds going to certain groups. So we try to do our due diligence in taking care and expediting what we can do. But we need to make sure that we're taking care of those who are eligible.
Who was eligible for early payouts, and how did you come to that decision?
Well, those who lost family members and those who were injured. The protocol established that we established can give those individuals that fit into that category needed assets or needed means to help cover whatever they need to go through as far as injuries, hospital bills, and as far as those who, again, perished in that their families were able to receive some funds immediately.
How do you come about making these determinations on how much people give, or I should say, how did you make the determination that this would be more of a general, people who fit into certain categories than on a case-by-case basis? Would that have just been impossible to do this on a case-by-case basis?
Looking at the severity of the tragedy that happened and the speed in which it happened, we looked at the categories of potential eligibility, and that was established basically from our original meeting. Of those who really fit into some categories but still need eligibility, we vetted that, and we had great discussion on that process, and that's how it came into being. Those who were greatly affected, meaning a loved one was deceased, someone was wounded, even the store employees who were in the store, and then those patrons who were in the store as well. And then the overall establishment of that particular TOPS and those employees who are affected indirectly but directly affected, because psychological trauma, PTSD, is real. And anything can trigger that. And even though you weren't an employee at that store, but you work there, you know individuals in that store, your coworkers. Some have just left the store. So we tried to take all of that into consideration in establishing the categories that we did.
Looking ahead to what happens in October, the payout, how do you put a price on it?
You can't put a price on it. We can try, but nothing will bring back a loved one. Nothing will undo what was seen. Nothing can undo the trauma that was taking its toll on any individual. You cannot put a price tag on it. This is not a settlement. This is a gift that is given to those who are affected in those particular categories. If there was a way to undo this, I think each and every one of us would have found a way to make sure that this tragedy would have never happened in our community. But we can only do our due diligence, and based on the outpouring of love and donations, over 13,000 people have contributed to this fund, and we're going to do our due diligence to do the best we can for our community and for those who have been affected.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in that process. We know it's a difficult one. Reverend Mark Blue, co-administrator of the 514 Survivors Fund, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.